Hey everybody, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you're watching or listening in from. Today, I want to talk a little bit about the market in general, and then also want to dive into some of the 51% attacks that have been happening more and more frequently. And I think what we can learn a little bit from them, and also what maybe from an investment standpoint you can consider when you're looking at some of this information, because I think everybody likes to focus on these hot new cryptocurrencies or these awesome new platforms and then kind of forget about the actual security behind it or ignore the security behind it, which can be pretty weak in a lot of cases, as we've seen recently, most recently with Zencash, but also with Verge and with Bitcoin Gold as well. So there's been a couple other examples recently, and I think it's worth doing your own research on so that you can be a little bit more educated. Hasn't really affected things too much as of late for some of these cryptocurrencies that have been 51% attacked, but that doesn't mean it won't in the future. So something to definitely consider. If you are watching this on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button, hit that like, would really appreciate that. All right, so let's dive into it. Right now today, after what was a pretty decent run-up recently, the market has pulled back fairly substantially in the past 18 hours or so. The market run-up was, I would say, a pretty low volume across the board. A lot of people are pointing out that, hey, this volume doesn't seem like legit enough. The volume isn't strong enough to really carry us through $8,000. Tried to break through $8,000. I think it may have happened on Bitfinex, but that was about it. And we've since seen a pullback of around $500 in the price of Bitcoin, and basically across the board, a lot heavier, probably twice the pullback percentage-wise for a lot of the altcoins. And I'm looking at this as of right now. I think this is just kind of general organic market movements for me personally. I'm not making any specific trading moves on this right now. There is no, at least from my research, from my knowledge, there is no specific information. There's no news driving this. It's just kind of what's happening in the markets. Markets go up, the markets go down. Nothing really substantial that is driving the price to make me reconsider any of my current bets, investments, or anything like that. So my thought process right now as I'm looking at this is I'm pretty much staying put in my positions for the most part here and letting things play out. But obviously, anytime you're pulled back, your portfolio is probably pulled back 5 to 10%, depending upon how much you have in altcoins or how much you have in Bitcoin or some of the other cryptocurrencies. Something to obviously look about. In the perspective, though, of Bitcoin and specifically Zencash, and even just from a general investment standpoint, I think one thing that a lot of people, at least like I get the feeling, there's probably really, I get the feeling that there's kind of two camps. There are, number one, there's Bitcoin maximalists that believe Bitcoin is really the only cryptocurrency that is sustainable, and they certainly have, I think, valid arguments. And there's people that have the majority of their portfolios in Bitcoin and then a few select altcoins. And then there's people that are like, yo, screw it, YOLO, Bitcoin already went through the roof. I'm going with these altcoins. I'm trying to find the next Bitcoin. I'm trying to find the next Ethereum. And that's great, but there are always some negative impacts to that as well. Today is such a day where Bitcoin is down about 2.5%, and the majority of other altcoins are, at least in the past 24 hours, down against Bitcoin. On OnChainFX, which has about, let's say about, what do we have, close to actually exactly 100 assets right now, there are only 9 or 10 assets that are either even with Bitcoin or have outperformed it in the past 24 hours, and it's mostly been on a pretty small basis. So at least for me personally, there always is a benefit to having a core holding and a pretty substantial holding for me, at least in Bitcoin. It is something that is my largest holding. I think will continue to be so in the long run until, for whatever reason, it should be proven to be otherwise. But I think a lot of people also take for granted just the security behind Bitcoin and how well it works. Visa was recently down in Europe. I know a lot of people on crypto Twitter were making fun of Visa, and that's fine. I think Visa, for the most part, typically does work pretty well. I'm not going to get into the whole payment debate and everything like that, but Visa was down. Bitcoin was not. Bitcoin's uptime is usually pretty damn solid. But Zencash, which is a cryptocurrency that you may or may not know of, but it was 51% attacked in the past about 48 hours or so. And it's a decent sized cryptocurrency. It's over $100 million cryptocurrency. And there were over $550,000 that were double spent during the 51% attack. Zencash is actually a fork of Z Classic. So I know a lot of people that also like Zen and have a pretty decent holding of Zen. But when you look at this and you kind of take back what you analyze a little bit of what's happening right now, Zcash was 51% attacked recently. Bitcoin Gold was 51% attacked. Verge has been 51% attacked more times than I can count. And surprisingly, it hasn't done all that much to the price of a lot of these assets, which I'll pull this over here. But I believe Zcash was down about, let's say, dropped about 10, 11% on the news, which when you consider how alarming it really should be that a cryptocurrency is able to be 51% attacked, I mean, that's one of the huge, huge value propositions of something like Bitcoin, is that, hey, this is secure. This is something that, you know, you can't double spend. You can't adjust the ledger. You can't do those things really with Bitcoin because it is so secure, and there is so much hash power behind it. There is so much computing power behind it. When something like that happens to an altcoin and shows, hey, this really isn't that secure, somebody can either rent this hash power, buy this hash power, whatever it might be, point it to mining Zcash and point it to mining Zencash, and can double spend $550,000, $500,000 to adjust the ledger and to make things favorable for themselves. That should be really alarming, and in my opinion, should probably drop the price more than 10%. And the same could really be said about Bitcoin Gold and Verge too. I think the first time Verge got 51% attacked, it went up like 50% in the following week or something crazy, and then it just has continued to happen and continue to happen. When I look at this though, I think that it is something that you really do want to consider when you are examining perhaps your investments. If you are investing in something that is proof of work, is it something that can be 51% attacked really easily? Is that a major concern for you? Is it not? Does that really make a difference for you? Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. And part of this can also come down to this website. I think there are people that are now looking a little bit more at this website. So it's crypto51.app. And this is not something that is 100% spot on. It's not perfect by any stretch. I believe somebody tried to attack the Ethereum Classic, do a 51% attack on the Ethereum Classic on the ETC blockchain, and it did not work. So they spent a bunch of hash power and actually secured the network even further, which is kind of funny, and that is something that can happen. But this website right here, it's been circulating for a while. It's been about two, three weeks probably at this point in time. But it is a website that does its best to go over the cost of performing a 51% attack on a network. And in that case, if you're not familiar, I'll put some information about really what a 51% attack is and what it allows you to do. But basically, it can allow somebody, if they garner over 50% of the network, they can go back and essentially change certain aspects of it to make their transactions favorable. So if they want to double spend money that they send it once and then send that money again for payments or for something else, they can do that if they have over 50% of the network. But when you look at something like Bitcoin, it costs $688,000 right now to do a 1 hour attack cost. But there are certain assets that you think that are pretty large in nature, like Bitcoin Gold or like Bitcoin Private, that would only cost $5,000 to run a 51% attack on something like Bitcoin Gold or Bitcoin Private. It only cost, according to this, and again, this is not perfectly accurate, this information is not spot on, but it only costs $1,000 right now, according to this, to run a 51% attack using NiceHash on the Bitcoin Private blockchain. And what you could imagine is, hey, if I want to spend, let's say, $1,000, $2,000, do an hour-long 51% attack, and maybe double spend some transactions or something like that, that could be possible. And the reason I bring this up is simply, It is worth checking into this if you are investing in any of these, so you can see how easy or how difficult it might be to run a 51% attack, or for somebody else, not necessarily you, but for somebody else to run a 51% attack, because I do think this is going to happen more and more and more often. Previously, I think a lot of people are looking at this and saying, hey, we really just don't care enough about your coin to even run a 51% attack. But I think people might start to see how perhaps easy it is to do so, and the amount of money that somebody who is intelligent can make with that. You can look right now at Zencash. I'll pop it up over here. It costs about $6,000 to run a 51% attack for an hour. Somebody perhaps maybe paid $6,000, $10,000, whatever it might be, and double spent $550,000 of transactions. That is, it's pretty good ROI if, you know, you're a nefarious actor and you want to do that. So when I look at this, I simply say, okay, this is another thing to take into consideration as you, it's another thing to take into consideration as you invest in cryptocurrencies, or, you know, it's your hard-earned money and it's something that you should be aware of. If you're going to put your money into something, you should be aware of the security flaws. And some of these cryptocurrencies do have pretty severe security flaws when you look at the amount of mining power and security behind the network. It is something to absolutely consider. Would love to hear your thought process on the on these 51% attacks. Do they mean anything to you? Do they not mean anything to you? Let me know in the comments below. I think that'd be definitely helpful to understand too, just to get a nice community sentiment on what this means. But in my opinion, we're only going to see this pick up more and more often for the time being, until either people start securing some of these networks with more mining power, or we just see more and more negative occurrences like this. But I think this website maybe had, you can go to the about page, but they do say on the 51 or on the crypto51.app, and again, it's not perfect, it's not spot on, but they say, you know, this website is intended to bring light to the risk of 51% attacks on smaller cryptocurrencies. It is not intended to encourage or help in completing an attack, but instead to get people talking about the problem and potential solutions. I do think that is the case, that they are trying to get people talking about it. I mean, hell, I'm talking about it right now. But I also do think it is showing how easy it is for some of these, you know, for a 51% attack on some of these networks, and maybe having a reverse effect as well. So something you might want to think about there. Now, another thing, this was circulating on Reddit. I'll put a link to it. It's from Quantify. I'm not exactly sure who those folks are, but this is a list of upcoming testnets and mainnets that you might want to keep an eye on. So there are, I don't think this is perfectly complete. There are a billion cryptocurrencies out there. There are a billion ones that are going in testnet. There are a bunch that are going on mainnet, whatever it might be. But something to look into and keep an eye on as you may be investing in some of these, or maybe looking for assets to deploy your capital into. I think these might be interesting. There are a lot looking at this that I think are not great personally, but it is worth looking into as you look at the launch of some of these testnets, launch of some of these mainnets, because there is a lot of trading action that usually goes up into that. There's a lot of hype as something goes into testnet. There's a lot of hype as something goes into mainnet. I mean, you've seen that with EOS recently. You've seen that with hashtag Tron Army, TRX, what's up? But, you know, you could see a lot of the price action going into companies or projects, cryptocurrencies that are launching on testnet, launching into mainnet. And a lot of times, once that, you know, once that happens going into mainnet, you might see that fall off. But something like this does go to, I think, help in a little bit, does go to show you maybe from a timing standpoint what you can expect. The one thing to look at, or the one thing to consider, at least in my mind, is there are some companies in the crypto world that have a tendency to not deliver on timelines and to not deliver on time when they say they will. So when you look at these dates here, and if you're listening on the podcast, I'll link to this image below as well. But if you're looking and you're looking at this and saying, hey, you know, I'm going to base key trading decisions off of this, one thing you might want to do is maybe go into Reddit or go into Telegram for these projects and say, like, hey, have they delivered in the past on what they have tried to do? Has the timing been on? Because there have been, and there are probably more companies, at least in my, from what I've seen, there are probably more companies that are delivering late than are actually delivering on time when they say they will. So definitely something you want to consider there. And then lastly, again, I will be out in San Francisco for the NAC3 conference on June 23rd. The founder and the guy running the conference actually just did a, I think, 50% discount for the next few days. I don't remember how long it is. I think it's like the next 3 days. But I'll put the discount code to that in the description if you'd like to join for that. I think it's a 50% discount on the tickets. It's myself, Carter Thomas from Coin Mastery, Crypto Lark, and a few other people that should be at that conference, so it should be a good time. But if you were thinking about going, I think this is the cheapest the tickets will be. I think 50% off for the next 2 to 3 days, something like that. So if you were thinking about going to San Francisco for NAC3, I would definitely recommend snagging those tickets. I will put the discount code for that 50% off below, so you have that. Let me know if you guys have any questions on this topic today. Hopefully it was helpful. There wasn't a ton really going on in the just news-driven marketplace right now, really news-driven in the market right now. So I wanted to touch on 51% attacks because I think it's going to happen more and more often as we continue to see here. And then also the testnet mainnet discussion there. And then hopefully we'll see a bunch of you in San Francisco. I am right now out in LA for meetings this week. Enjoying that, enjoying the sunshine. I don't know why I don't live out here. It's freaking awesome out here. But appreciate everybody's time. Thank you so much. If you enjoyed this video, hit the thumbs up button, hit the like button. If you're new here, subscribe, leave a rating, review. Thanks so much for your time. Crypto Bobby sending out. Peace.